This episode is brought to you by Progressive, America's number one motorcycle insurer. Everything is more exhilarating when you're on your motorcycle, just like your bike is more protected when you choose Progressive Motorcycle Insurance. They offer coverage for your bike starting as low as $75 per year, and they keep things affordable with discounts like paid in full, multi-policy, and responsible driver. So raise your kickstands and get to quoting at Progressive.com to see if you can save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. $75 premium is for state minimum coverage. Not available in D.C. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy. So go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
It's the Late Show Poncho with Stephen Colbert.
Welcome back, everybody. My guests tonight are two beloved actors. One you know from Love Actually and his Academy Award-winning role in The King's Speech. The other you know from The Devil Wears Prada, Big Night, and The Hunger Games. They now star together in the new film, Supernova.
Can I ask you, did you want one? An autograph from him? Because I saw you looking at it, I wasn't sure if you wanted one.
Tuscan.
No, it's all right. He's very shy. You normally, do you have a pen on you? All right. But if you want one, he'll sign one for you. He's shy, but he will. Either on a napkin, or if you have one of his piano albums, he'll...
Thanks.
Okay. All right. Thank you. It's very nice of you. Thank you.
How did you come to be this person?
I don't know. I don't even know why I do it, because it really isn't even satisfying anymore half the time, anyway.
So why do you do it?
Because of the other half.
Please welcome to A Late Show, Colin Firth and Stanley Tucci. Gentlemen, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
It's wonderful that you could take the time to join us from what appears to be some sort of allegorical play about good and evil, or either that or you're playing Spy versus Spy from Mad Magazine from my childhood.
Negative.
I'm so sorry. We're not very imaginative when it comes to backgrounds.
This is our relationship.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yin, I have a question for you. Yan, I'll get to you later. The two of you play a couple in the film Supernova, but I understand that you have been friends for 20 years. First of all, yeah. You guys look like a fun friendship, but what's your meet cute? How did you guys get to know each other?
We were doing it about Nazis. It was,
I'm sorry, something about, you met through Nazis? I didn't catch some of that. We had a little breakup on the, okay.
No, I'm sorry, I really do need to clarify. Yeah, a film about Nazis.
There you go, that's much better. You have to be careful these days.
We do. And this was, we were doing a film about Nazis, and it's a not the most probable meet-cute, but Stanley, there was a large group of people, and I was very drawn to Stanley, and I to this day, he's the nicest Nazi I've met.
That's quite a compliment.
Yeah.
It's a low bar.
Yeah.
Now, Stanley, the script Supernova for this film came to you first. And I understand you sort of surreptitiously slid it over to Colin, so to speak. That is not normally how things go. What made you want to get this into his hands as quickly as possible?
Well, it was such a beautiful script. You know, you don't often get a script that's written as subtly as this, as with such restraint and truth. And when Harry gave it to me, I thought all I could think of was, oh, well, this is the other role is perfect for Colin. And I wanted to do something with Colin. We wanted to do something together for a long time again. So I, met with Harry, and then I said, I think Colin would be great for this. And then unbeknownst to Harry, I had slipped it to Colin already. And Colin had read it, and he said, my God, it's so beautiful. I said, I know.
No. Colin, did you have to act surprised when you were contacted by the production? Like, oh, I'd love to read it.
Well, it was a bit like that. I mean, my my first thought was, thank you, Stanley, but am I invited? And, we had to jump through a few hoops. Mercifully, I think the British are very polite. So I think once Stanley had, put them in an awkward position, I felt, they weren't in a position to say no anymore.
Yeah.
And then
it's weird because you're not bankable.
No.
Right. They were stuck with an Academy Award winner. I feel so sorry for them.
Well, we're great inverted snobs where we come from. But, not to look a gift horse in the mouth, the first thing we did was then ask if we could switch roles.
This is my favorite part of this story, is that not only did you put them in an awkward position by slipping them the script, how long before you actually were supposed to start shooting did you decide that you guys should switch?
How long was it?
I don't know. A few weeks.
It was a while. We didn't spring it on them on day one of the shoot.
We didn't know. And then Colin came to me one day and he said, I think we should switch roles. And I said, well, actually, I've been thinking the same thing. And then we went to Harry, and poor Harry, looked
at the director.
The director, sorry, who looked at it, just blanched and just thought, God, why did I hire these two people? But then he said, all right, let's read some scenes. We read some scenes, and then it was obvious that it was supposed to be the way it ended up.
Had you already been measured for wardrobe or anything? Did they have to let out the pants?
No. That's what the next 6 weeks entailed. No, we actually auditioned, because Harry wasn't entirely convinced. And so we volunteered to read for the other roles, which was an absolutely fascinating experience. I mean, I had always been convinced Stanley would be better for Tusker, the role he eventually played. I wasn't necessarily convinced I would be better for the role that I ended up playing, but we tried it out. And sure enough, Stanley won the audition in both roles.
Completely.
Why didn't you both, Stanley? I don't understand.
They'd already hired him, so what are you going to do?
Sure.
One would feel badly.
That would be awkward. That would be awkward. Yeah. Now, is this true that you shot this in the Lake District, which is extraordinarily beautiful?
Yeah.
That's nice work.
Beautiful.
That's nice work if you can get it. And so you're dear friends, you're shooting together all day, and then would you then hang out at night when you were finished shooting? Were you always together?
Basically, yes.
And you don't get sick of each other.
District, living in what they call, what do you call them? Call them holiday camps or what do you call
I don't know. It was a sort of lodge. It was a lot of bungalows, a lot of huts together. And we were next to each other. And
they weren't made of straw. They weren't made of straw.
Well, they were wooden.
The first one was straw, the second one was sticks, and the last one was bricks.
Right. We were in the brick ones.
Okay.
Because we were the ones. Yeah. So we had these bungalows, which are actually quite lovely, next to each other, and Colin would come over for dinner, I would cook, and then we'd get up the next day and, film. Then on the weekends, we'd take the train home, which could take 5 hours, to get back to London, to be with our families, and we'd sit together and have a bottle of wine and some dreadful fast food or something. And we seemed to not get tired of each other. It's funny because we're both incredibly boring. Maybe that's why, as you're finding out now in this interview.
Not at all. Not at all. I really do feel like I'm talking to two people from the afterlife. I can't get over. I still can't get over the black background. The white background is like, choose your adventure.
I've never seen Stanley. I mean, we've been monochrome all our lives, but I have never actually seen this perfection of symmetry before. We did not plan this.
Yeah, it is pretty cool.
Yes. Now,
yeah, but we are. I mean, the train journeys would have. I enjoyed them, but anybody listening in would have glazed over. I mean, I think as a fundamentally boring person, I think one of the joys of meeting Stanley is if you're boring, it's obviously quite exhausting to keep up with fun people.
Yes.
Yeah.
And the joy of meeting Stanley is that I don't have that pressure, really.
Right.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the best relationship either of us have ever had.
Do your wives know?
No.
No. Okay, good. We have to take a quick break, but when we come back, I will ask Colin if he has tasted Stan Lee's internet-famous Negroni. Stick around.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive, America's number one motorcycle insurer. Everything is more exhilarating when you're on your motorcycle. Just like your bike is more protected when you choose Progressive Motorcycle Insurance. They offer coverage for your bike starting as low as $75 per year. And they keep things affordable with discounts like paid in full, multi-policy, and responsible driver. So raise your kickstands and get to quoting at Progressive.com to see if you could save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. $75 premium is for state minimum coverage. Not available in D.C. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Life is a highway. And on it, there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy. So go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
Hey, everybody. We're back with the stars of the new film Supernova, Stanley Tucci and Colin Firth. Now, Stanley, you look like a little bit of fun. Not that you don't look like fun, Colin, but you look a little bit of fun because you sort of blew up the internet with your Negroni cocktail making lesson.
Yes.
Under COVID. There were a lot of people putting up like, okay, I'll share my personal life with you. You shared your recipe and really the style even more than the recipe of making your Negroni because you did it with panache. Have you made a Negroni for Colin Firth?
Yes, of course I have.
How are they? How are they? They look good, Colin. What's the report from on the ground?
Well, this is it. No, I feel drunk with power here because the internet has not tasted the Negroni. I have.
Ooh.
You know? So, you know, you heard it here first. It's exquisite. It's what kept me coming round to Stanley's bungalow. And
His lean-to. He was living in a lean-to, wasn't he?
Yeah, or an A-frame, or a, yeah.
My yurt.
his sweat lodge.
Yeah.
Now, Stanley, I'm not crazy about the word foodie, but you're a food enthusiast. You have one cookbook or two. Have you written two cookbooks?
No, what I did was the first cookbook I put together for my parents many years ago, and then it was reissued with a different title and all that.
Same cookbook twice. Of course, Big Night, the greatest scrambled eggs ever made on screen at the end of that film.
Thank you. Yeah.
Greatest. And
thank you.
And your series in Italy where you just go around and eat. I want your life. Now, Colin, you're living in Italy. Did you go visit him in Italy for your new CNN series?
No, I didn't want to have anything to do with that. I wanted to see the whole thing play out because we Italians are very, very sensitive to how we're represented.
I can barely understand you through your thick Italian accent, Colin.
Yeah. So Stanley has a lot to prove to the likes of us. Yeah.
Yes, you're right.
But you have spent time together in Italy, I have to assume.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, we did a little mini road trip in Italy.
Yeah, we did. We went to Assisi together.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Colin was at his house in Umbria, and my family and I were staying nearby.
And
we took a little road trip together a few years ago, and it was wonderful.
Who is the better driver?
Colin.
Stanley. I've never seen Stanley drive.
Really?
But he could not be a worse driver than I am. So it was conjecture.
Are both of you confident enough to drive in Italy? Because that really does separate the men from the boys to drive in intercity Italy. Like Rome, my wife literally burst into tears as I tried to drive through Rome and begged me to stop.
It's a harrowing experience, but I've done it often. I drove Stanley in Italy. But all the times I've crashed a car have been in the UK. And Stanley's usually been in the car when that's happened.
Okay.
That's actually true. Yeah.
Supernova is out on Friday. Colin Firth and Stanley Tucci, all the way from over the pond, everybody.
This has been The Late Show Poncho with Stephen Colbert. We'll be dropping classic bits and celebrity interviews 7 days a week while the show's away on summer break. The Late Show will be back on September 6th with all new episodes. If you're enjoying The Late Show Poncho, leave us a 5-star review on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. For more exclusive Late Show content, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, and subscribe to The Late Show on YouTube.
The Hargan women seemed to have it all.
We were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But detectives would soon discover...
Inside the house, there were the bodies of two women.
A story of betrayal you would struggle to believe if it wasn't true.
I am just praying to God, this is a sick joke.
From 48 Hours, this is Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings, early and ad-free on Wondery Plus.
I'm Rachel Martin. After hosting Morning Edition for years, I know that the news can wear you down. So we made a new podcast called Wild Card, where a special deck of cards and a whole bunch of fascinating guests help us sort out what makes life meaningful. It's part game show, part existential deep dive, and it is seriously fun. Join me on Wild Card, wherever you get your podcasts, only from NPR.